Well, I'm not aware of it, nor is Noel, and I've spoken to Brian Lennon today.
The Irish state is fully funded into the middle of next year.
Is it just total fiction?
It is fiction.
Our discussions will be effective, and that a loan will be made available and drawn down as necessary.
We have reached agreement on a programme for the provision of significant international financial support for Ireland.
Everybody has been very gracious. The pluck of the Irish is coming out in this crisis.
I'd be far more worried this time. The last recession, I remember it well, but I was lucky enough to keep employment the whole way through.
And why are you more worried this time?
Because I'm in the aviation industry, and then also I work for Aer Lingus. So that's one industry, and then that's my day job, and then I'm an actor as well. That industry is totally decimated too, so my revenue income is 30% in my day job, and it's non-existent basically in drama or theatre.
So it's been really tough for you?
Yeah, and my partner also works with me. The only good thing to come out of this so far for her has been that it forced her to start her own business, which has really taken off, making REITs. That's actually keeping us afloat at the moment. We have managed to freeze our mortgage. We're not even in our house 12 months and we're already in a position we never thought we'd find ourselves. We thought once we got our house and we were no longer living with my parents and stuff, that all those days of worrying and stress were sort of over. I'm just trying to take it in my stride. There's something about this recession being a pandemic. There's something quite freeing in knowing that we were all taking everything way too serious. Whatever comes our way now, I think we have shown resolve, and economic worries should be the least of our worries. Health is our wealth. There's a whole other issue around this pandemic with mental health issues. There's no AA meetings in the area. There's no AA meetings within nearly all of Leinster. That is an issue for me. I think there's other things that the government could be doing rather than worrying about banks and stuff like that.
Do you remember the recession of 2008? Do you remember the 80s?
I do indeed.
And how does it feel that Ireland has now gone back into recession?
It still feels the same. I'm still skint.
You're still skint. Did you ever make any money through
me?
The good times?
Yeah, yes, when they do strokes.
Yeah, we did make. We made loads of money back then. Yeah, but it's gone to f*** now, so it is. Sorry for me language.
The huge difference between now, 2020, and 12 years ago, 2008, is the banks. The banks. And Europe has guaranteed the government here, and they're all going to go through a recession. Each country in Europe, a lot of them are in the same boat as we are, and they understand it a lot more. But the big, huge, massive difference this time, the people didn't cause it the last time. It was the banks that caused it the last time, and they weren't punished for it. This time the country seems a lot more, and Europe seems a lot more. I'm not saying they should have been prepared for something like nobody could be, but financially, Europe and Ireland is lucky it's a member of the European Union.
And do you feel like we're going into recession? Does it feel that way?
No.
And is that because of the COVID payment, because a lot of people's wages have been paid by the government?
Yes, COVID, yes, I think so. The government done the right thing, supporting people in wages and hiring the wage or even lowering the wages. The government done the right thing there. Other countries done the same thing as well.
And in the last 6 months, have you saved much money in the pandemic? Have you eaten out less? Have you had a mortgage freeze? Have you not bought a new car?
I saved money but not gone out. Mortgage, other matters you're after, ask me there about, doesn't relate to me at all. I've no mortgage to pay. That's all paid for. That's all.
You're very lucky, aren't you?
Yeah. House paid for. No rent, no mortgage. But no, I just think the country's a lot more prepared this time. And Europe is a lot more prepared. And Ireland is a lucky country.
You remember the hard times. Yeah. Are we much better off now?
Oh, Ireland's a lot better off now. Ireland's much more, rather compared now with the 80s. You can't compare two different
completely. What was the 80s like in Ireland? I only came to Ireland in 1990. What were the 80s like?
The 80s, jobs, no jobs, unemployment, high taxes, immigration, huge immigration, unemployment here in Ireland, just fast. There's no comparison with Ireland today in Ireland. People have loads of money to spend. You can see how busy the shops, the streets are here on a Tuesday morning. There's no cars, houses, the population, everything has grown. A big, huge advantage that the population has grown. And I'll say it again, because of Europe, Ireland's very lucky. It's so far into and is paying money to Europe now. And Europe is there now to fund Ireland during this pandemic as well.
Our generation is the last free generation. From now on, everything's going to be watched and monitored from now on. So I'm just saying that this generation has come on and won out of that. We'll have no freedom like we had.
The recession in the 1980s, I remember very little money being around. At the time, I was only a teenager. But I remember we seemed, as a society, to be coping better. But then we didn't have the social media that we have now, so there wasn't as much panic about the situation.
And we were perhaps happy-go-lucky, we just got on with it, we didn't have much we may do.
But that was the ethos and the attitude of our fathers and mothers at the time, you know?
Yeah, everyone was in the same boat then.
Yeah.
It's different now because people have had more. So now that all this has happened,
they're
feeling the pinch a bit more.
And are you feeling the pinch? Do you feel like there's a recession in your life?
Both of us are working for the health service, HSE, so we haven't actually been off. We've been working through the pandemic. As like two of our sons who work in the HSE as well.
Very stable, yeah.
Well, certainly
financially, anyway.
Yeah, we're protected. But in terms of the COVID itself, obviously working in the environment, the worry is that, you know, you're facing it every day.
How do you feel? Do you feel like we're going into recession? Do you feel it in your pocket?
Of course you do. Yeah, the price of everything's gone up sky high.
And supermarket prices have gone up, haven't
they? Oh, yeah.
You notice it?
I notice it, yes. You just get it costs more for the same things.
I once had 70 old Irish punts under my pillow and my brother found it and spent it.
I remember
it's not
my
a good
granny
idea.
Used to.
Did she?
She could put money under the mattress, no problem.
And did she have much under the mattress?
She did at the end. They found loads when she died. That's the truth, Eileen.
And why do people do that? Why do people store money in the wall, money in the mattress? Do they not trust the banks?
Because you've been ripped off by the
they
banks,
don't trust
that's why.
Security. To me, it's a security measure more than... They don't trust the banks.
Have they ripped up? Because they rip you off.
I don't trust them.
Our bank charges every 3 months, 140, 150 euro every
yeah,
3 months.
Ridiculous.
But you're not sorry... Are you not worried that someone might break in?
No.
And do you feel like we're going back into recession?
It does feel it. Everybody seems very depressed.
How does it compare now, we're now going into recession, compared to 2008?
It hasn't really hit me yet, to be honest, but I'd be worried, obviously, about the pensions taking a big plunge long-term. I would be worried about my job long-term, yes, I would. Yeah, I think it's going to impact loads of different industries and unemployment and just, you know, shop closures, you see it already. And the interest rates are low, which is an advantage for the people who still have jobs.
So you're not too worried, and it's very different now, isn't it, compared to 2008, because we still have money in our back pockets, even though it's borrowed.
I would just hope that maybe the government would actually deal with this in a different way and actually spend the money and actually boost the economy rather than actually, you know, cut back on everything. We need to actually boost the economy rather than last time, in the recession last time, they just cut back on everything and decimated everything, you know.
Well, they did cut back, and this time, during the pandemic, they have given out 350 euro, obviously that's dropped now, and they've paid out 70% of a lot of people's wages. They've spent billions just to try and keep things going. If a crash comes, will it be as bad?
Well, geez, I'm an economist, I can't predict that. But it looks like the government has a slightly different attitude, and that they know that they, from last time in 2008, they know that they can't cut their way out of it. They actually have to spend their way out of it. To a certain extent, obviously, they can't just spend forever. Like, the money has to be paid back in at some point. But maybe it seems like the money that they can actually borrow is cheaper, and the EU will make it cheaper for everybody to borrow, because this time around, it isn't just Ireland or Greece who's suffering, it's everybody suffering, you know?
Good evening. I wish to talk to you this evening about the state of the nation's affairs. And the picture I have to paint is not, unfortunately, a very cheerful one. The figures which are just now becoming available to us show one thing very clearly. As a community, we are living away beyond our means.
Well, I emigrated to Australia.
So back in the 80s, you emigrated to Australia. What year in the 80s?
I went off in 1987 with my then boyfriend.
And what was it like going to Australia back then?
Well, it was adventurous, but it was sad as well, because we kind of felt we had to go.
Yeah.
We needed to go, just to give ourselves a leg up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And will we go back to that time? Do you think there'll be emigration again, even though I suppose the whole world is involved in this pandemic?
Well, I hope we don't go into a recession, but I think we're resilient enough to bounce back. We're highly educated. Yeah. highly educated workforce, and I think we're resilient and we've bounced back.
Do you have money under the mattress?
No.
And can you understand why people would put money under the mattress?
Well, I suppose we've been burnt by the banks. Yeah, so a lot of people in the past, our ancestors did. So maybe we'll get back to that stage again.
Yeah. And did your
grandma? I'd be afraid of the banks at the moment.
Would you?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
You wouldn't trust them?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm coming close to retirement, so...
Are you worried about your
pension? I am worried, yeah. But I want my health. That's really the most important thing.